Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, man, hopefully I'll be back in Tampa when all this stuff settles down and I can get back up to Tampa and I'll see you out and about.
All right, pal, take it easy. There you go, the big show. The big show show.
Looks like Urkel is
Urkel, right? Yeah. I was watching the thing on Bone TV. I'm like, is that Urkel?
What is it, Jamal?
Jaleel White.
Jaleel White.
There you go.
Yeah, because listen to this. So, you know, Simeon Rice and I were pretty friendly when he lived here.
Right.
And I went to see the game. I went to the game in Philadelphia where the Bucks played the Eagles at the first game after they won the Super Bowl. And I went back to the locker room and then left with Simeon. And Simeon met up with the people that were waiting for him. And it was, who was the quarterback? Donovan McNabb, who was quarterback for the Eagles at the time. And a couple other famous people. And then Urkel was there. And then Simeon and I did a show together. So I was like, hey, let's talk about the game the other day. And he was like, all right. I'm like, after the game, he's like, oh, yeah, my boy D. McNabb. We went to college together or whatever. They knew each other from wherever, Chicago. And carrying on, I go, yeah, get the goddamn Urkel. You didn't tell me you know Urkel. And he goes, oh, Jaleel? I go, no, Urkel. Urkel is his name for the rest of his life.
It's like, you know, the Stifler is Stifler. Like
forever.
People that are just, that's their name no
Who's
matter what
Who's in that
do.
Movie? The Rock and Stifler.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. And Urkel shows up.
Poor Stifler shows up on those clickbait ads, like, find out why as Stifler will never work again in Hollywood. And I always go, why? And I click on it and I never find out. Like, he seems to be one of those guys that they don't like anymore.
He's been in some good stuff. He was on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He was Country Mac. He was Mac's cousin. But he was also in that movie with him and John C. Reilly, The Promotion. Remember
that? Yeah, that was great.
It was a really funny movie.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that movie. That movie's great.
Yeah, it's a really funny movie. But he's been in a few different things. But, yeah, you don't see him very much.
Galvin, where do we got to find that?
Well,
like, where do you find that? Like, in Netflix or Amazon?
Amazon, probably.
That was a funny-ass movie.
Yeah, it was really good.
If you have Alexa or any, like, voice-activating thing on the remote, if you say it, it will tell you where you can find it and, like, what app to go to.
Oh, I think Alexa caught an attitude of me last night.
Well, I mean, you do call her a bitch.
Well, I was in my office, and I go, Alexa, play Superblood Wolf Moon. And it usually does, the new Pearl Jam song. And last night, I go, Alexa, play Superblood Wolf Moon, and it goes, I'm sorry, you do not have this thing. We cannot play it for you. And I went, what? And it said, you can do it for a free trial period. Would you like to start an hour? And I go, no. And she goes, fine. And I was like, oh. Now I'm starting to wonder what's going on. It played it for like 3 days, and now it won't play it.
That happened to me, too. Like, I had a bunch of songs saved and like a playlist.
Yeah.
And then it removed like half the songs. And then it said, if you'd like to upgrade to your something Prime Music super duper style, then go ahead.
Mm. How many of those songs you had saved were Limp Bizkit?
Oh, I've got the entire collection, the whole catalog.
By the way, you can get the promotion on Prime Video or iTunes, YouTube, Google Play. It's all over the place.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. I want to watch it now.
It's a great movie.
I forgot about it. I totally forgot about it.
It's funny. I'm looking. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 53%. Fandango gave it 28%. You're crazy.
Stifler, ever been on the show?
Yes.
Carmen says yes. Spanish?
I don't think so.
Carmen is wrong.
Yeah.
Sean William Scott has never been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen.
Yeah.
John C. Reilly ever been on the show?
Yes.
He has?
Yeah. I know that.
Galvin.
Yes, he has.
Spanish?
Yes.
It was for Kong, Skull Island.
Was that what it was for?
Yeah, I think it was that and maybe something else, whatever, but that was what he was promoting.
Hey, there's a big monkey over there. Who else? Jaleel White. Urkel. Ever been on the show?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good question. I believe he has. Let's say yes.
Spanish?
No.
I think he has.
Spanish is right.
Oh, really?
No, never had Urkel on the show. A couple other black nerds, but not Urkel. Speaking of black nerds, whatever happened to Marcus? Marcus the Darkness?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where'd he go? He just disappeared.
A.K.A. Big Baby.
Big Baby. all right.
Well, now I'm going to get Urkel on the show next week.
No, please
thank
don't.
Thank you, Gio.
Please don't, because really, like, Moose would do that. I would talk about somebody, and Moose would try to track him down. I'm like, I don't really want to talk to that guy.
Wait, did he ever do porn?
Urkel?
Yeah.
No, you're thinking Screech.
No, Urkel well, no, did. Urkel did a film movie called Jerkle. No, Urkel never did porn.
Okay.
It was the girl from Family Matters, the young daughter.
Yeah.
She did porn.
Okay.
After Family Matters went off, they had the youngest daughter.
Yeah.
Went into porn, and I saw an interview with her like on Entertainment Tonight.
She looked rough too.
She got dragged into porn. She was like, it was an audition and she didn't have any money and it was, you know, really bad. And then she was like, all right, I'll do it once. Nobody will see it. And then somebody saw it and she got screwed, but she got out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty rough. I would freak out if that was my daughter.
Well, it's like Lawrence Fishburne's daughter.
Oh,
doing porn. Spielberg's daughter.
Yeah, but they're raging out. You know what I mean? They're being rebellious.
Yeah, I don't know though.
This girl was manipulated because she wanted to be famous and she was poor and she didn't want to tell her parents. She didn't want to feel like a failure. She got manipulated into porn, and I don't think she did much. And she got out pretty early.
That's how most of them get into it. They're right. Manipulated. Into
no, porn. I gotta tell you, I think I know a lot of girls like strippers and stuff. Once they get that stripper attention and they start believing that they're really hot, they're like, I'm going to start doing porn now.
Well, and ever since Jenna Jameson made it more mainstream, and of course with,
right, you
know.
Right, you can make yourself out of something more than a porn
yeah,
star.
They go, okay, I can do that for a little while and, you know, start my brand and then become
who else
whatever.
Is that, who else has that worked out for? Because it sure as hell didn't work out for Jenna Jameson.
Jenna Jameson made a ton of money,
right,
though.
Yeah. Household name.
Yeah, but she's a lunatic.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are. I mean, it's the same with strippers. There's a lot of damaged people there. But Jenna Jameson, at one point, was really famous.
Yes.
And especially for a porn star.
Being in porn now is different than being in porn, I think, in like the Jenna Jameson era.
Yeah, because there was no internet.
Now there was actual porn stars back when it first...
Home movies are more...
Well, because they had studios that they vivid or whatever this and that. Now it's just, you know, Charlie has a camera.
Yeah.
And let's do it.
I can't, for the life of me, understand why somebody would buy porno. Unless I specifically
that
want
guy
to.
Right
there.
Same
buy guy, porn?
Same
guy
music.
Who buys music.
Yeah. I did buy music, but I haven't bought porn.
I would buy music support an artist. I wouldn't buy a Pearl Jam album. I mean, I probably would, but I mean, they're already rich. So if like Jerry X had an album where she released a first nationwide album, I'd buy that to show support.
Right.
But other than that, I wouldn't buy any albums.
I mean, I enjoy buying music. I just like to collect music.
Collect it. You don't have to. It's all there on the internet collected for you.
It's not like you have albums. If you had albums, I'd be like, all right, he likes albums. He likes the artwork. And, you know,
no, I just like to have them when
you're never,
but I'm
you're
totally,
never going to match my collection.
Maybe you don't.
I have every song in the world.
That's not yours.
Name one.
They're not yours.
They are mine.
They're not yours.
You say it. I'll play it for you. It doesn't matter.
Commercials in there.
I don't have any commercials.
No.
Premium.
I have new stuff. You want to hear? You want to hear new Justin Bieber?
Every month I paid for one.
I don't pay. Oh yeah, I do pay for it.
If tomorrow Spotify says we're no longer carrying our free service, you'd end up you have to go buy it.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't.
No. I'm a premium member. I pay $10 a month.
Right. Yeah.
How much is an album?
Okay, yeah, never mind.
You can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Right, but I'm saying I've probably spent less money buying my music than you guys have for Spotify because you pay it monthly. Well, I don't buy albums monthly, and a lot of albums you can get for $8.
Oh, really? Okay. So yeah, so for $8 a month, $10 a month. The price of one album, I get all the music in the world. What's that you want to hear? Abracadabra by Steve Miller? I got it.
Yeah, so where you guys are paying monthly, I'm getting free music on YouTube when I'm at home.
What's that? You want to hear Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus?
Ooh, I got
it.
Always.
What's that? You want to hear Love Me Now by John Legend?
No, I don't.
By the way,
I got it all.
Free music on YouTube, you got to find it. It's all the bit rate's off, or it's got in the middle of it. Somebody says, "Oh, this is why I like this song so much."
You want to hear me play a song?
All high def.
You want to hear me play a song for Galvin? I will.
I love Sia.
Want to hear me play a song for an ex-girlfriend that I might still love a little bit? I will. I mean, there are plenty of things in there. You want to hear me play a song that reminds me of Seth? There you go. I have everything that you don't have.
No, I mean, I have it. Like I said, I just don't have to pay monthly for it. I buy my albums once, and then, like I said, if I want any other music, I just go on YouTube and get it.
And if you
there.
Buy one album a month...
But I don't buy albums a month. I'll buy one
album. You talk about it like you do.
No. The last album that I did spend more than $10 on was Rival Sons, and I love that band.
Want to hear you play a song that reminds you about how much I hate you?
Oh, yeah.
I got them all right in line.
Good memories.
Your collection doesn't have any of this.
Good memory. Oh, I got.
By the way, I have sadness. Every Rival Sons album.
Yeah.
Even the EP. You don't have it.
That's right. You have everyone. You might even have some stuff that was not released and only released in Europe.
Right. Yeah.
You've already got.
I can get it on YouTube. I can get it on YouTube.
No, you can't.
No, I can totally get it on YouTube.
It's all. And then there's a guy in the beginning. This is a band from California that I enjoy.
You want me to hear a song that reminds me of my relationship with Joe from Bone TV?
Sure,
when he was called The Small Man? Yeah.
Still we have The Small Man.
What's that?
Still The Small Man.
Yeah, but we'll always have this song, and it'll always remind us of jamming.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Tanisha, and I'm Lisa. And this is the number 4 song on the charts. It's Come On Ride That Chain by the Quad City DJs on the Groove Tube live from Jammin'. Woo!
You want me to play you a song that reminds you of Gio?
And then Joe does his camera tricks.
Yeah.
Move the camera. Yeah, of course I want to hear a song about Gio. You're my best friend. If we were gay, we're big teeth. Our collection's greater than yours.
Way greater.
Nah, you guys.
There's Groove Tube right there. There's Joe. There's Joe.
Joe Ferrari.
Was that Mike Birkin's Ferrari? Mike Birkin's, the guy whose Ferrari that is that Joe's driving, and the guy whose house that Bubba used to use when he pretended it was his house for videos. Mike Birkin stole cowhead.com when I let it expire because I really didn't know anything about the internet. So I went and owned MikeBirkins.com. Neither did anything for either one of us. Look at Joe. Look at the small. Hey, Joe, you know what? It was hat day. It was hat day for you and the old lady.
Joe looks like he was pretty cool back in the day, like back then.
Like as compared to now, he looked cooler back then?
Yeah.
Joe used to wear this brown jacket with it was like the Bon Jovi Wanted Dead or Alive jacket. It was like a brown leather jacket, like suede. And he had the long hair. And he was cool.
He still got that jacket.
He'd walk in and he'd go, hey. And people would love him. Love him.
Who's going to pick up a guy when he's standing next to a perfectly fine Ferrari?
It was the 90s, man.
Yeah. I would have clubbed that. I would have clubbed the guy like that. I would have clubbed him over his little head and took the Ferrari.
Yeah.
When I see that video, I'm like, I would love to hang out with that guy.
That doesn't Cusar. Hamill, dead. Yeah. Not going to be there. He got the Bubba rub.
Yeah, he did.
Let me see. Who else? T-Quest. 50-year-old fat DJ still. Who's Alex Rottenberg?
Camera guy.
Tom Steele. Ruth Morrow. That's the old lady that was on the thing. We're watching. That's a real homeless guy that Joe beat up in Ybor City. What? Look, that's the old Paper Stanleys. I better be in this.
Oh, you're in it.
You see that?
Guido and Cowhead. There you go. Stan Priest. Oh, man.
Joe was ahead of his time.
Sister Sarah. Remember Sister Sarah? What a great local band they were.
This is the part of the show where we watch credits from Joe's old videos on YouTube.
Listen, this Groove Tube thing was a big deal back in the day.
He also has a sketch show that he used to do, a comedy sketch show that I really wish he would show you guys.
Look at Matt the Brat. I don't think I saw
the sketch show. The sketch show's got some funny stuff, and boy, does it have some weird stuff.
Oh, I bet, man. Think about it. That's Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Look, there he is. Look at him with his leather jacket and his glasses. Look at Fudge Pockets.
Fudge Pockets.
What's his name? What's his name, Joe?
It should be Fudge Pockets.
That's great.
I don't know what it is.
Forever.
Flash. Flash Morgan.
Flash Fudge.
Flash Morgan used to...
carry fudge in his pockets?
Carmen, I would go to... what was it? The Roundup. We were both working at the country station.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go to the Roundup, and every fat girl... I'm talking 400 pounders. We're all over Flash. And I walked up to him one day. I go, come here. He goes, what? I go, you got fudge in your pocket? He goes, what do you mean? I go, every fat girl in this place is following you around. Like if you had a snossage and there were a bunch of dogs behind you, you'd be like, oh, clearly that guy's got a snossage in his pocket. You must have fudge in your pocket. Oh, look at Yates, half Chinese, half Puerto Rican.
So I have a box with a bunch of alcohol, like bottles and stuff. And I was going looking through it the other day because we were talking about how much alcohol, because I never drink it. There is a bottle of wine from Joey's last wedding.
Oh.
What year did Joey get married?
I couldn't go.
All right.
We were doing afternoons. What are we in now, 20?
Yep, 2020 now.
Joey's 13. I would say he was younger than that. He was, I would say.
I know it's between 2 years.
All right, let me guess. Let me guess. Hold on, hold on. What are we, 20 now? I would say it was 8 years ago. I'll say 2012.
You say 2012. Carmen?
It's either 2010 or 2011. I want to say it's 2010.
You say 2010?
Yes.
Anybody else?
2013.
Spanish says 2013.
I say 2012.
That's what I
Gio
said,
says
right?
12. Yeah, you and Mike both said 12 because you're best friends. Spanish said 13. Carmen said 10.
Yeah.
2011.
Woo!
It was nine years ago. Woo. 9 years ago.
Damn.
I picked it up and looked at it, and I said to my wife, I go, that was 9 years ago because I remember distinctly the whole thing and taking pictures of the sunset and the delicious little tomato soup, grilled
so
cheese
good.
Appetizers that were in there.
They
and
had the roast pig.
All sushi. The money you wasted on that wedding. All the money right down the hill just months afterwards.
Was it months?
I don't know. But
it lasted like a year.
It was a year.
Say something, Joe. I need to make sure he didn't hang himself. All right. It was a year.
Yeah, it was a year.
Might as well be 12 months.
They were
months.
Together for a year.
That's what
yeah.
it was. 12 months, Joe. Oh, 12
man.
Months.
That was rough, man.
Galvin, I have a whole case of those at my house if you want them.
Those aren't good no more.
Wait, Joe.
Those are not good.
Yeah. Who paid for that wedding?
She paid for the majority of it.
Her parents or
no,
her?
No, no, no,
was
no.
Was that her first wedding?
What's that?
Was that her first wedding?
It was.
And yeah. she was a doctor, so she had some money.
She had
quite a bit.
An enormous yeah. amount of money, yeah.
She was good.
Yeah, she was good.
It was almost like she had a side business going
yeah,
on.
But, yeah, almost. Yeah. Almost.
Yingzing.
Hey-o.
Oh, no. Oh, he's gone.
Is he here?
He's dead.
Oh. What?
Oh, he's back. Yay! Sometimes I feel like when we talk about how your wife and you broke up, that
yeah.
you may...
he's dead again.
He did it again.
He's gone. I can't even...
He's back! Back!
He just keeps missing.
You can't see.
A bad
I
shot.
Can't hold the
he's
gun.
Shooting in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. No, I'm not... That doesn't depress me or upset me at all.
No?
No.
What about
no.
when we bring up things with your new girlfriend?
That depresses and upsets me.
Now,
I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, it's all right.
You and I have been friends for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you met your wife, I wasn't around when you met her.
Right.
So I couldn't be a judge. And then when I did meet her, I really liked her.
Yeah, listen, if she wanted you to like her, you would like her. She's a psychiatrist. She
yes.
knows exactly how to make you like her.
Well,
she's very good at it.
I don't have a degree, but I also know how to make people like me.
Yeah, no, I know.
Anyway, either way.
And believe me, totally happy with the outcome of that scenario.
But my question is, if I could remember now, what I was going to say was, is that you guys now, like, I wasn't there before to say, hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I like her, but you can't marry her. She's crazy.
Yeah. You know,
like now I can say that to you. You can't marry this one. She's crazy.
Yeah. Well, do you know how many of my friends told me not to marry her?
Oh. Well, you didn't.
Do you know how many? How many of them? All of them.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, you know,
except for one who is now dead.
Yeah. He didn't win.
Wow.
Joe went to join his friend.
They do say that your friends and family have a better prediction of the outcome of your relationship than you do yourself.
Sure, they have a better perspective because they see it from the outside.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if you ever have doubt or if you're ever wondering...
My brother told me not to marry Amanda.
Did he really?
Well, he was
does Amanda know that?
She used to hit him when she talked. He goes, don't marry her. I'm going to end up killing her. No, everybody liked my wife. They were like, I don't know. And I go, what? And I go, you don't like her? And they're like, no, she might be too good for you.
That's when you know, locked
down. No one ever said that to me.
No.
I never got that. That was never
too
the reason.
Too good for you now?
Yeah.
But I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
As bad as it's going to make me look,
You
can't marry. You can't marry the one you're with now.
Can't do it.
Okay. Why not, Michael?
Well, would you get married again? You've been married, what, 9 times? Just... How many times?
Just two.
Twice.
Yeah, just two.
So that would be a third marriage?
Yeah,
that's a lot. That's a lot.
You're almost up to Mo. He's got like 4 or 5 on his tab.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does Mo have like 4 marriages?
Legitimately?
I think he's on his 3rd or 4th, yeah.
He's like Big Lou.
I want to say 4.
Man.
This one's 4?
The current one is the 4th.
What about anybody else? Who else on the staff? Who's divorced? Like,
Johnny.
I've only been married once.
Me too.
Johnny B, yeah.
It was so
once
funny
or twice.
I think he's only been married once.
No, well, oh. No, I think.
Because he's not married to his girlfriend now.
His son's mother, I think they were married.
They were married, yeah.
Monica has been married and divorced.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Drew.
Yep.
Drew, yeah.
Drew.
But three times is like, that's all. That's, you're going over the. Someone once told me, a doctor once told me that people who are married three times are losers.
Was it your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, he said again. No.
Roger and AP?
Yeah, well, they got divorced and then remarried.
Each other,
yeah.
Hey.
They stay together for Brett.
Right, they have to.
Got to do it for the kid.
Yeah.
John, no. John's not married yet, right? Setting?
No,
he's engaged.
Yeah.
And then
SBK? Was SBK ever married?
No, he was not married. No. Yeah, well, he might have been engaged. Married, but he wasn't married to that girl.
No.
Hmm.
JR? Not married, right?
I don't know what he does.
who else? Will?
I don't know.
Will's when in doubt, marry
no,
Will.
No, Ryan Ryan was married.
Was he?
Yeah.
And Will's older than me.
Yeah, Will's in his
30s.
Will's
a kid.
No.
He's got baby face.
Yeah.
Anna? Was Anna ever married?
She's actually 48 years old.
Oh, I'd believe that.
I know you would. So would I.
She looks great.
Yeah, she looks great, but I think she has the wisdom.
Don't marry her.
Don't marry her.
When you guys say that Monica's like 55, that blows my mind. Like, I don't even.
56.
Yeah. 56?
108.
No.
I don't see that.
I'm 48. I think Monica's 50.
Yeah, I believe that is correct. Yeah.
Monica used to be 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
As she gets older, she just
shrinks down.
Yeah.
Yep. She's a giant.
You remember those shrinky dinks you used to put in the oven? Yeah. That's what's going on. I don't know why she lives in Florida. The sun is shrinking her.
Just melting away.
The sun is her shrinky dink oven?
Yeah.
I've known Monica since 2002.
Since she was 5'8".
Right. Other than her height, looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Hasn't aged at all. I would think she's a vampire.
Yeah.
And Nosferatu.
Yeah. Oh, she's a cuter vampire.
Joe, you know you were so much fun back in the day.
Oh, I was. That was a blast, man.
Is your follow-up question what happened?
Yeah. He's still a blast. He's still a blast.
I spent a lot of time with him. I'm sure, you know, I know you do too.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something different about you today, though.
What?
Are you engaged?
No.
You sure?
You know, listen, the ring?
I'm going to tell you right now, Mike. I've been working on a No Hat Day theme song.
Uh-oh.
Would you...
What happened?
Yes.
Galvin just showed me a note to remind me about 6 at 9, and then he shrugged his shoulders like, if you want to do it. And I'm like, I didn't do it. And I go, wait a second. If he's like, if you want to, you're going to do it.
I could do it. I could have it ready.
No way. Yeah. No way. No way.
The 6 at 9 ambassador.
Yeah. Galvin was like, when he went like this, if you want to do it, you can do it.
Did Pete pay you his $1,000?
Not yet. He will. He's good like that.
Anybody else do 6 and 9?
That was so good.
I
got a couple.
Yeah,
I got a couple.
I got a couple.
Carmen.
I did.
You were too busy eating on Instagram.
She was too busy doing pre-breakfast.
I could do like 3 at 9.
Since how about everybody picks 3?
Since we all had some and Carmen didn't, she has to do them all.
Oh, yeah. Carmen, I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Write them all right now.
No.
I'm kidding. I want to keep whatever audience we have.
Or do you want to each pick one?
No.
I didn't even read them.
Okay.
And I got to pee during the break. Forget it. We're not doing it. Let's just play Redneck Bingo.
6 it. Not going to happen. Yeah.
Now, what were you going to say? You're going to write a No Hat Day song?
Well, because of the Roland situation, you know, that he earwormed me.
No day wear no hats.
Well, but I thought that might be a little bit too, you know, down tempo for a No Hat Day. I think it should be a little bit more exciting.
Probably. Yeah.
So this is what I got so far. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
You ready?
You need music or are you going to acapella?
No. It's No Hat Day. It's No Hat Day. A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is a hat day. It's No Hat Day. It's No Hat Day. Don't you wish that every day was a No Hat Day? Don't you wish every day was No Hat Day?
I love
Bravo.
It.
Bravo. Bravo. Bravo.
Swing it. Hey, yo.
Do the New Orleans dance.
That's what it is.
No, that. Oh, he down. He doesn't. This is officially the dumbest show in the history of radio and internet.
I guarantee if you 23 and me, Joe, that Kermit is in his blood. Yeah.
It goes back to Italy and a lily pad.
Yeah. What do you think of my hat? What do you think of my hat, Dyson?
I think it's great.
You
right?
okay with it?
I forgot it. How does it go?
It's no hat day. It's no hat day.
Oh, my God. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
It's no hat day. It's no.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.